Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Yes, hello everybody. Co-host of the show here, Jake B, once again, episode 34, I believe, one day I'll get this right, of Feeling Good with Duddy. We've got an amazing guest. We've got another great show, new segments, some of your favorite segments. Here's the host of the show, fresh off tour with the Dirty Heads, Duddy B.
What is happening? That is right. Just got back last night from our little Midwest run that we just did. And it was awesome. Thanks for everyone who came out. We had such a blast. And if you heard me say that last week and you're like, oh, you are a fucking liar. You said that last week. We're doing two episodes in one day right now. We just had Kaleo just left, and now we got our new guests in who I'll announce in a little bit. But other than that, yes, thank you so much for everyone who came out. We had such a good time out there, even though we were trapped in the polar vortex.
I love that. Yeah. We got to just keep that going. I want there vortex. To now be
it's
a drinking
fun to
game.
Just say.
Yeah. Every
say
time it. Duddy says polar vortex.
Polar vortex. If you're sitting there right now, I want everyone to say polar vortex.
It is a fucking great.
Fucking fun to say, right? Okay, moving forward.
It really flows.
There it is.
Yeah.
Vortex. Okay.
Name your child.
And other than that, also, I am very excited to, you know, announce that we have the solo acoustic tour coming up with my good friend Rome called the Friends and Family Tour. And we are bringing another great buddy of ours, Micah Brown from Iration. It is going to be an awesome time. And we cannot wait to get out there and see you guys.
This is going
to
be an acoustic show where each of you play individually some of your own new and old, probably, acoustic songs.
Yeah,
and
so I'm going to play some Dirty Head songs, and then I'm going to play probably some cover songs, and then I'm going to play a couple of my new, like, solo songs.
And then after each of you play individually, there'll be, like, a group session.
Yes, then we're
going to
play
some
stuff together, you know, probably, you know, four or five songs together.
That's awesome.
So it'll be a fun show, and it's something different, man. I said it on the last episode. I'm very excited about it, but I'm also very nervous about it. That's like, I'm used to being on stage with, you know, six people, and I could just hide behind Jared because he's a great front man and he just keeps the crowd going, you know, and I don't have that. I don't have that right now. So it's going to be just me. It's just going to be
right
me
now.
By myself in a stool, and it's going to be a little nerve wracking, but I am excited. I do like to get nervous sometimes, step out, try something different. Who knows?
You have to. We've said it before on the show. If you're nervous in life about something like that, then that's a good thing. Enjoy it. Like, really be stoked that you're nervous, because the older you get and the more routine your life becomes, the less opportunities you have to step out of any type of box, and the less opportunities you have to be nervous and be like, ooh, I don't know where this is going to take me. So really soak it up. Enjoy it, Duddy. You know you're going to do great. I know you're not worried. You're just more nervous. You're like, hey, it's a whole new deal.
Thank you. Well, it is funny because it's like, who knows?
It's like getting called up in front of the class again.
Duddy by himself is fucking boring. And he's way uglier than I thought this close. What if they say that, Jake? What if they say that?
See, you guys, everybody has their worries, right?
What if I shit my pants? Oh, no. That
probably
won't happen.
I think everybody thinks you're pretty ugly.
That probably won't happen.
Right, I think you're good. What if I shit my pants?
And also, Patreon page. We do have a Patreon, people.
Yes.
All sorts of behind-the-scenes footage from every episode. We actually just released episodes on there that are unreleased, all sorts of behind the scenes.
Dude, we
drop
all sorts of extra shit on the Patreon. And we are coming up with right now new shows that Duddy and I will be doing specifically for the Patreon page. Very soon they're coming. And not to mention, you get prizes every Friday.
Every week we give out gifts to our Patreon members. And Yeah, go to Patreon, you know, .com/feelinggoodwithDuddy, I believe. And yeah, please sign up for our Patreon. It helps us keep the show going. And, you know, we got to feed Mark. We got to feed Mark.
He's a hungry, hungry guy. Yeah. He doesn't just eat up all of our time and all the humor in the room. Yeah. He also needs to actually physically eat.
He's got
to
get
food.
Lots of food to soak yes. up all the booze.
Yep. And it's kosher. He's a Jew booze. And everything he eats is kosher.
Yeah.
A little more expensive. Has to be blessed by the rabbi. You got it. Mark needs to eat.
All right. Well, let's go.
Oh,
Jake, you. What about
this?
You? What about the morning
me?
Ride?
For the listeners of the show, I have been doing a show on Facebook for 2 years. I've done 212 episodes of a show. I never talk about it. I never promote it.
Neither does anyone else.
I'm stupid. Yes. But I do it. I do it every Wednesday. I do it every Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Coast time. It's called The Morning Ride Show. Go to Facebook, type in The Morning Ride Show, or go to seek out Snake Bushnell on Facebook. And every Wednesday and Friday, come listen to me. That's what's going on with me. Duddy's been telling me the whole time we do this podcast, promote your show you've been doing. I'm like, I don't know, maybe I will. And then I forget. I guess I'll do it. The Morning Ride Show. Come hang out with me every Wednesday and Friday, 7 a.m. Duddy, let's get into it, bro. Who do we got?
We have a very special guest today. They come from the same line of work as I am. They are traveling, hardworking musicians out on the road, constantly putting out music, constantly just pushing themselves and just trying to grow as a band like we all are. I'm very happy to have these guys here. They're actually shooting a music video earlier today up in L.A., I believe. Came down here to do this show. We're very stoked to have them. We've got two of the guys from the band Tropadelic.
Yes.
Hello.
What's happening, boys?
Come up to the mics.
Why don't you each just introduce yourself really quick and tell us what you do for the band?
My name is Rhodes, and I sing and MC in addition to rhythm guitar.
I'm James, and I rap and play the trombone.
Awesome, man.
There
well,
you
thank
go.
You guys, Rhodes and James, for coming down. We know you guys just got done with tour.
We still got 4 days left, actually.
You're right at the end of tour. Yeah. They were doing a music video earlier today, and now they are here doing this podcast. It's like, guys, get out there and hustle. Come on.
You have to
You
hustle.
Can do it.
Got to.
And name this, of the game.
You got it, dude. And with your guys' band, it seems like this is the absolute name of the game. So look, Duddy and I are just meeting you guys, and we're getting to know your story. We chatted a little bit before the show, so let's just tell all the listeners who Tropadelic is, and it's starting with Rhodes. So let's hear your story.
Yep. Grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. Went to college out at Kent State University in Kent, Ohio. And I started the band there with like my college buddies, party house. We'd hit the bars, bring the whole party back to the house. We'd have freestyle sessions in the living room, mm-hmm. jam in the basement, that whole nine. And it was just a pastime sort of thing. And then graduated. Worked behind a desk for a while maintaining the band on the weekends. And then at some point I was just like, dude, I can't do this.
So after it was a freestyle thing in a basement, you actually got a drummer, maybe a bass player, something like this.
Yeah, you want me to move slower on that? Yeah.
Well, no, it's okay. I'll be filling it in. Fly, dude.
So it was just my college buddies. Whoever we could find around.
Your degree in, darling? Sorry for cutting you
It
off.
Was business business marketing.
Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Yeah,
so that still.
That helped me
for
out.
Anything.
That helped me out. But we started with a backtrack. Like it was like
okay.
a few guitars
just like
and like
the Dirty
backtracks.
Heads a lot. Yeah, that's why I was seeing a parallel. I mean, him and Jared just fucked around and did raps and they were good and then it became what it is.
Well, Jared was good.
Jared was good right away.
I was very
No, you
okay.
were pretty funny. Yeah, yeah. You guys were the two best anyway. Yeah. They were the best of all of us.
Yeah. I heard those raps, bro. They were good.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we were doing similar shit. Very similar.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Cakewalk in a dorm room.
Oh,
cakewalk.
Yeah.
Dude, so eventually you get, you know, a bass player, drummer. Now, are you playing kind of reggae-influenced stuff out the gates, or is it hip-hop?
Yeah, we always had a love for, like, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was both. It was both early on. And then we just, like, you know, part of it was consciously, like, there isn't this stuff around here. Like, what are we going to do?
You're in the Midwest.
But we also loved the kind of music, and you know, that kind of music. So, it was a conscious decision at that point, and mm-hmm. evolved a lot since, but yeah, so it was like, let's make some music that's happier here, you know, sort of thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, okay. I love that. That's cool.
Yeah.
And okay, so you're messing around, you're playing in the band locally, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing your day job.
Yep.
Am I a day job guy or am I gonna be a band dude?
It was like I was a day job guy, and like I mean, I think it took us like a few years to even go play Cleveland like an hour away. You know, like it was a super slow process. which worked out for us in the long run, because we build out slow. Okay. You know, a lot of these bands, they just go gung-ho, cross-country right away. It's like too much all at once. You
know? Well, and it's nice to like work your craft out.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Get good.
Make your show really good and then get out there and show people. Like you said, if you just go for it, then you're still figuring out what you are as you go. And then next thing you know, you're already burnt out because you don't even really know what you're doing and you're across the country, you know?
You're right. That's a good point too.
You know, so you're figuring out your sound, you're playing locally, you're doing the day job. And then at what point, does it start getting bigger? What goes on?
Well, we started packing out shows locally, regionally. You know, like our stomping grounds is like the Midwest, like some of the best places we do are Pittsburgh, Columbus, Buffalo, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Detroit, like
crazy.
You know, those real beautiful, sunshiny places like that.
But you're talking even still right now, like that's
where we slam.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, I love Chicago.
So like our 6-hour radius like puts us about out to Chicago and about out to like Philly, Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Like everything in there we do good at. But
and for young bands, that's like a great thing. And it's perfect how you guys did it. And this is how Cheese told my band to do it way, way back in the day, who you know, became the Dirty Heads manager, Sublime with Rome, a bunch of other things. He said, get, you know, well known locally and then spread it out like 30 miles. Try to go for us here. It would be like LA and then Riverside. He's all get like 30 miles out of there. And then you got to spread it out again. You slowly build it out. Like Duddy said, you don't just jet out everywhere. You want to have a foundation and a home. So you guys did it perfectly. And now you've spread it out across kind of the whole Midwest.
Yep.
Is this the same guys you have now, or is this an original early
band? No. So, like, it was, you know what, like, kind of like when we first started hitting it hard, it's pretty much been, like, I think these guys have been six, seven years. Something like that.
At certain point, did guys fall off because they couldn't dedicate the time?
The first group was, like, we were just buddies. It wasn't, like, about the band, per se. So, you know, got married, moved to wherever, and, you know, it was kind of that sort of thing. But I was still there drinking, DJing at the corner bar. Like, dude, I'm still partying here at Kent State. Like, I'm keeping this train going. Like,
I'm not ready to give it up.
All right, so you're still writing the songs then, and you're replacing band members, and you know now that this is what you're doing.
It was some point, It was probably a little phase after that where I was still figuring it out. But, at some point within the last 5-7 years, I was like, this is it, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then...
So I was actually in a band in high school that used to open up for Tropodelic all the time. And so got some like shows regionally with them and stuff. And I mean, straight up Tropodelic was my favorite band. Like, cause there wasn't anything like what we were doing like out there. Like, like I said, we were a ska band, but we would play with like death metal bands. Like Cleveland's like hip hop and metal. Like, that's like metal. All that's there. So it's
heard Tropodelic. To play a show, it had to be with one of
So it's like we'd be doing one of my homies' band was called the Dagger Rebellion, and it was their album release party, and it was featuring the Glow Pop Jiggly Jams, my ska band. So it was like this is totally
one more time.
The Glow Pop Jiggly Jams.
Very ska.
Totally, man.
That's so, I'm happy just hearing the name.
So we got put on this like just this like showcase of like things around, and I'd heard of the name Tropodelic before, but like had never seen them before, and I saw them on stage. I was just like, well, all right. Like, there is something else here that's, like, not just totally. So then, I mean, they became, like, my favorite band. We mentioned earlier, there's, like, pictures of me, like, on the old website and stuff of, like, in the front row of a show, just, like, with my jaw to the floor.
I loved hearing that.
Huge fan of the band and now in the band. That's just awesome.
Don't meet your heroes.
Yeah. You're all let down. I used to think these guys were cool.
Real asshole. I loved that, you know. So you're just obviously you started this band and you were just driving through, and then you're young, you're 25, so you're just a kid at his shows, and then now, bam, you're in the band.
Yeah. So I was 19 when that happened.
19 when you get asked to be in Tropodelic.
Yeah, he called me and said, do you play the trombone? And I said, no. And he said, all right. And then he hung up, and I looked at my buddy Timmy, who I was in the car with, and I was just like, I should have lied, bro. I was like, damn it, I think I just blew my chance to be in Tropodelic. And then he called me back the next day and was just like, do you want to learn? And I was like, absolutely. So I met him at some bar in Cleveland, and he gave me a trombone out the back of his car, and I went to practice the next week.
Like, I need a trombone player. I will provide for you said trombone.
Yes.
You must learn how to play trombone.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah.
And luckily you could rap.
Yeah. So that kind of like, so that was something too. Like, I always rapped like growing up and stuff, but like after the first time I saw a Trop and I saw Rhodes rap, I was like, damn, I was like, I kind of do that too. Like, really doing it a whole lot, cause I was in like a punk ska band, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then after a couple of weeks of just like coming to practice and stuff, like real slowly started like incorporating that in until I started writing some songs too. And
that's awesome.
Running with it.
That's awesome. I love it.
By the way, I think your boy Ashton here told us that the studio was like owned by or used by Crazy Bone back in the day too, which was awesome.
Yeah. This previous owner.
It's Cleveland, like the, all that Bone Thug stuff was like right down up the street from where
totally.
Yeah.
So you found a home all the way across the country.
I couldn't believe when he told me that.
Yeah, Bone Thugs used to do stuff in here.
That's badass.
Apparently.
Yeah.
There's thuggery still on the walls. It says it everywhere.
That's awesome. So, I mean, you guys definitely have your own sound. It's very cool. And, you know, that kind of goes into our word of the day or subject of the day. And that is just going to be, especially from where you guys come from. Like you said, no one else is doing that around there. You know, right when you guys started, there was no scene for it. But you know what? That's what you felt like doing. And that's what you wanted to try and grow as. Oh, just be yourself. Because if you're just being yourself, that's the subject, by the way, is be yourself. Wait. What?
No, yeah.
Well, did I forget something?
No, what you said it so much better. We were talking about it earlier. You said,
fucking just put me down right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude, I fucking smashed you down. You had a line that you said.
Yeah, there was a phrase.
What was it? What was the phrase?
I think it might have been be proud of who you are.
Be proud of who you are.
Fuck. That is so much better. So much better.
That's why I get the clap and the woo.
Yeah, we'll take that out in post. We'll take that out in post. Mark, your fault. It's Mark's fault. So, he's an idiot.
No, you were on the right track. Well, you know, we thought of that one, but we're like, we've already done that subject. And then Rhodes just threw a way better, you know, sounding jingle
on
it.
Rhodes.
So, yeah. And when you say that, you mean it because it's like, look, you're not from a spot where reggae or whatever is the thing, but you're not trying to act like you're from somewhere else. You kind of guys bring a little bit of who you are and where you're from and put it into the sound, right?
Yeah.
But I'm assuming.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah, I mean, it's all about bringing out the personalities. Like, we're a band of misfits and a band of characters, and like we like try to like accentuate that shit as much as we possibly can, because you got to stand out being more. You know, there's like pretty bleak, you know? Like,
we
want to be that lighthouse, you know? Like,
yeah.
So we do everything we can to stand out of the pack, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do our own thing, you know?
That's awesome.
What would you guys describe your sound as? I know that's a shit thing to say.
I know. When people are like, what do you guys,
you know what? Don't even tell us, dude.
Well, I think it changes. It changes so much that it's hard for us to kind of like pin it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think like we keep revisiting like funk elements, and hip hop has always been like, since Rhodes started, it's been like on the forefront of that. And then like, I think reggae influence definitely comes in and out, like depending
on. I still even get like that punk ska kind of vibe and some stuff.
Dude, it's the same shit when people ask me about Duddy's band.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, what exactly, if they haven't heard of the Dirty or whatever, you know, but what's their band sound like? I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, don't make me do that for the Dirty Heads. That's a tough one. I always end up saying Beastie Boys and Sublime. Kind of, dude. I don't know how to describe you guys. It's hard, you know?
Well, probably depends on what record you're talking about. It's like,
exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
People change.
Well, that's what's
change.
Funny is it's like, you know, we put out a song like Celebrate, you know, not too long ago. And it's like, you know, for a fact, there was lots of people who probably heard Celebrate, and that was the only song they'd heard of ours.
Yeah.
So then they go and like, what if like the first song they pull up after that's like Medusa? They're going to be like, what the fuck is, you know? Yeah. So it's very different. Yeah.
Yeah, I did notice that with you guys listening to your stuff, even your new single. It's like some stuff has reggae, some doesn't at all.
Right.
You know, which is cool.
Yeah. I love that.
I guess why put a label on it? You're just being a lighthouse. You're just putting out positive vibes, having
Trying
fun.
To. Yep.
You've got a million instruments going on.
Yeah, we got a bunch of.
I would assume that you guys do even really, when you're going in to write a song, do you even think like, let's write this type of song, or you just start writing?
You know what? Like, it goes, I go back and forth on it. The last record, we kind of were like, okay, let's try to be more cohesive here. Because like being, this is the kind of thing that I think can help you and hurt you, especially in our position. Because it's like, we won't fit on some of these like bills where it's like, oh, they want this clean cut sort of reggae stuff. But also we're like, you know, we're setting ourselves up. We're different. We're the guys that are different or whatever. So like I've grappled with it. Like, you know, like, should we try to just kind of go this route and keep it all cohesive?
Yeah.
Or, you know, so... I don't have a straight answer. Like I'm still thinking
about
it.
You don't have to have rolling, dude. Yeah. That's the beauty about this is you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
As long as what you're doing's good. And
it's
fucking fun and there's loads of energy.
Yep.
Just keep rolling.
Yep.
It's like Duddy and I with the show. We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
I'm trying to figure it out. Look, I couldn't even get the word of the day right.
Yeah, but you guys are good. We have like no business being here, but we keep trucking on. And I think eventually we're going to be okay.
Yeah. You know, so there you go. So be proud of who you are. Do whatever you want. Other people are going to gravitate towards that. People, you can see through fake at all times. If you're trying to stand out, but you're trying to stand out and try to be like somebody else so you can stand out, people see right through that. But if you're just being who you are and you're doing what you want to do, and then other people are going to gravitate towards that, and Jake?
That's going to make them
feel good? Oh, come on. What a plug.
You redeemed five, totally redeemed, but you got there, buddy.
I was like floating above myself, watching myself do that. And on the, speaking of feeling good, we have some sponsors, and one of those is Koi. We love Koi here on the Feeling Good with Duddy show. CBD, guys, I take it every single morning. I talked about it last episode. I have had bad tendonitis for a long time. I played baseball all growing up and guitar and...
Humble brag.
I was really, really fucking good at baseball. Okay.
Humble brag. Like the, well, not even humble, just a straight brag. Okay.
Probably could have gone pro, but
full pl- got the well, tendonitis. Now lying. Old case moved from braggery into full-blown lies and
it was
tales.
Tropadelic or the NBA for me. So.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
That I believe. Daddy, you fucking liar.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, where was I?
I don't even know anymore.
What I was saying is I have tendonitis in my wrist and in my elbow, and especially when I was in cold weather, it would really bother me. And I just got back from the polar vortex, people. Say polar vortex again.
Polar vortex.
Yeah, it feels good. And I didn't even feel my tendonitis once. I didn't even think about it until today when I was talking about the CBD. And I was like, wait a second, that's right. I never had one problem this last 10 days. I was in the freaking freezing snow. And it has to be from all the CBD that I take every single day. It has to be.
100% works. Like we talked about last time, it's just trust. Anyone who's rubbed CBD on or anything from Koi or taking the drops fully works.
It does. It does. And we love this product. And it's if you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code DUDDYB, you get 20% off your order.
Standing ovation. That's nice. Everyone's stoked.
And also, another great product that we love on the show is Sticky Vapes. We just made some new Sticky Vapes with them, and that is with the Dirty Heads, that is, for three new songs off our new album. We made the Sativa, which is the Lift Me Up. We did the Hybrid, which is the Cloud Lifter. And then we did the Indica, which is the Supermoon. All three of them are delicious. All three of them will make you feel amazing. And they fit right in your pocket. They do. Jake, where do you use your sticky vape?
Well, I didn't want to bring this up.
Okay.
I didn't want to make this about me, but here we go. I was recently caught up in a polar vortex.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was covered in snow. I thought that I was going to die, but I slid that sticky vape out of my pocket, and I puffed a warmth pocket, and I found up, because I didn't know it was up or down.
The smoke's going to go up.
I was caught in a polar vortex. I made a hole, blew, smoke went up. I dug. And then when I got up, I just poked the top of the sticky vape out of the snow and I took little tokes and the little sticky vape light lit up and I was found by a helicopter. Yes.
Whoa.
And they airlifted me out and not a big deal. And again, sorry guys, back to the show.
Wow.
But sticky vape.
Damn.
Thanks. It was just a day. Want to bring it up.
Wow.
Is there anything else, Daddy?
I don't think so.
Thanks, guys. Everyone, that's it.
We're so happy that you made it.
Yeah,
out.
No, I'm fine. Again, not a big deal.
Yeah, polar
Can't
vortex.
Can't feel my feet, but sure. What's
Dang
next?
Polar vortex.
Yeah.
Stickyvape.com. Check it out. Could save your life. You never know.
Yeah.
Also, last but not least, Onnit, an amazing company with so many amazing products for whatever you're trying to do. You need some supplements, some pre-workout, some alpha brain to keep you sharp, some all-natural melatonin to help you sleep through the night. Whatever it is that you're looking for, they got it. And they got other things that come with prizes, Jake. Yeah. Do you want to tell them about the golden ticket?
They got the golden ticket contest going on. So you get your... Alpha Brain, that's their most popular supplement. I think it is. It seems to be the one that everybody I talk to is like, yeah, I use it. It's dope. It keeps you sharp, keeps you focused. Duddy and I use it for the show. And if you get the 60 or the 90 capsule jars, they have a golden ticket inside. Golden tickets are worth different percentages off your next purchase. And you can win bigger prizes where you get to go to Texas, train with some MMA and crazy stretching dudes, and then you get a bunch of free supplements, and you get to put a bunch of cool pictures on your Instagram. Get on it.
Boom. That's right.
Bam,
and that
son.
Is Onnit. with two N's, onnit.com. And if you do /Duddy F for that, you're going to get 10% off.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did it, dude.
We did it.
Oh, boy.
We made it.
Dude, let's get into some stuff.
Where were we? Where were we? Should I just ask like one fan question really quick?
Oh, yeah. Do we got some fanny questions?
Okay, I have no idea if this was an inside joke, if this was just a guy commenting something weird, but what does this mean? Justin Oravic on Facebook said, wants to know, how many cans of beans do you go through on an average tour? What does that mean?
I'd like to start off by saying beans are a great source of protein.
Okay.
You can fit a lot of them in your tour bag.
Yeah.
I prefer the pop tops because we break can openers on the daily. But a personal favorite of a lot of us on the road to save money and time is to eat half a can of black beans, uh-huh. and then you dump a can of tuna in that, and then any condiments that are available, you have it on the go in your can, and you can stuff it down. I'd say over the past 5 weeks... It's been a light bean tour, honestly, but like it'd be no joke to say that we go through like 50 to 60 cans of beans on like a 5 or 6 week tour.
What does your bus smell like?
Ah, man.
Yeah.
What does any bus smell like, though?
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, live in the polar vortex,
you
stockpile things like beans. Oh, you have basements full of beans and, you know, canned food.
The darn polar vortex strikes again.
Dude.
But you guys have those, like, fire risk signs out here, though. We have, like, a little sign on the side of the bus that says, like, bean risk, like, high, low.
It's been moderate bean risk.
Like, dude, whenever you open it up to fan questions, 90% of them are like, what the fuck. You're either going to get the Duddy and my favorite, when are you coming back to Hoover National Park? You're like, oh, for fuck's sake. We'll let you know when we're on tour, you know. But then you get weird ones that make no sense. But when we read that one, we're like, that has to be something. Nobody just asks a bean question. And you had more than a great answer. And plus, dude, that does sound good. And plus, that's tuna and bean. That's actually healthy. And usually when you're on tour, you're eating shit food.
Right.
Like, I'm kind of wishing that you would have told me. I would have heard that when I was still on tour. That's smart. But wait, do you heat up the beans? Nah. How's this go? No.
You just, how are you going to do that?
There's no problem.
Yeah, I don't know. So, that's the, I'm like, no, do they stop at a rest stop? And
no, it's a dish typically served cold. You're going to want it at room temperature.
What do you call this dish?
Wait,
I don't know.
You guys always come up with a name.
Yeah.
We should, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a whole product line. Maybe
just
we can diversify.
Isn't it weird the things that people like latch onto? Like, I don't know how it even became known that like we were excited to this
bean
thing.
Yeah, what?
But like now it's just like people bring us beans to shows and stuff like
that.
Don't
you love
that
shit?
No, it's rad as hell. Yeah, I mean, like for real. Like
Photoshop pictures of us like in tubs
of beans. Like
they send us all kinds of
shit. Weird shit. They're awesome though.
That's what you gotta love your fans. They'll just go and they'll fucking send you the funniest shit. I love it, man. I crack up all the time with pictures that they'll send us, and oh, it's great. People like to Photoshop my face doing things.
Yes.
A bean counter for the next tour.
Hey,
that's an idea.
Every can. Let's see how many bean cans.
Check this out. So we're doing kind of a count list right now, me and my drummer Rex. So after we're on tour of the Tribal Seeds right now.
Nice.
So
nice.
After every show, me and Rex stand out front. We sell like $5 like demo CDs, and everyone else like hands out things to like. Like at the end of every show, everybody's out front either handing out flyers or me and Rex are selling these CDs.
That's
so we're
awesome.
Doing like a count to see who sells the most CDs at the end of
the tour. Contest.
I'm kicking his ass, by the way.
Nice.
But the deal is at the end of the tour, whoever has the most CDs sold gets to tattoo the word loser onto the loser.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Like that. You're about to tattoo.
I like that.
Yeah.
Rex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rex is going down.
Fucking Rex.
But check it. He wants to get
Rex. You got 4 days left, dude. Start selling some shit.
He wants to get on the side of his finger so that it's like, fuck you, loser.
Oh, he wants
Which I think is pretty clever.
I think it's pretty clever. Yeah.
Okay.
Too cool, Rex. That's too cool. It's got to be somewhere on your dick.
The problem is
I'm putting it on your dick.
Yeah, but then he has to touch his dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well,
they do that anyway.
I mean, hey. It's Hollywood.
We know there's only boys around.
All right, Tempe. You sell some shit in Tempe. Dude, that's funny. I like that. The fucking bean counter is the next tour. Well, what's that, a contest, though? Who can eat the most beans?
I like the concept. There's something there.
There's something there.
I think everybody loses, though. Just if everybody's trying to eat more beans, everybody loses.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a counter one tour. I think I might even mention this. With our old sound guy, this was right when we first started touring, and we loved Jack Daniels, and we did a jack off. And it's not what you think. Yeah, we had the jack off, and we literally had like a fucking scoreboard, and every time we made a cocktail, we'd fucking boom. We put a little notch to see who can have the most cocktails in a tour. What a dumb game.
The name is so fucking
We're having
good.
A jack-off.
Yeah, so yeah. Come up with a great name yeah. for the bean thing.
Yeah.
So, okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about this studio raid?
It was just our practice spot, which was just our old saxophone player's house. Apparently there had been warrants out for the previous owner of the house, and he like got foreclosed on them, or you got it real cheap. And they had like done this before. They'd like crashed into his house and like woken him up. The police been like, "We're looking for so and so," and he was just like, "What the fuck? He's not here."
He doesn't
Which is like
there.
Super like fried. Like you can't just like do that.
Yeah.
But he just let it go. He's just like, "All right, just like they were like, oh shit, like sorry." And then he's like, "All right, like whatever."
Whatever.
They left.
Leave me alone.
So then it's just like weeks later. We'd never heard about this before, so we had like no idea that this had happened.
He didn't tell us about this. His house.
So we're like all at practice, and then our bass player Pags is late, and we're just sitting there waiting, and all of a sudden we hear a knock on the door. It's police, and then our guitarist Bobby goes, "Fuck the police!" And then
Bobby,
because we thought it was Pags. We thought it was Pags.
It was a joke. It was a joke, bro.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, I know. But there's always someone, is what I'm saying. And it was fucking Bobby this time.
So next thing we know, like, boom, there's just boom. Guns out.
Yeah. They come downstairs, guns blazing. Everyone's just like sitting there, like, whoa, what the fuck? Dogs are out running around.
Oh, shit.
Oh, real full on.
Yeah. So. Nobody really explained what was going on to us either. So our first tour bus actually that we had, we're still in like a Sprinter van and everything, but our first vehicle was a 50-foot school bus, and it was full size like Bluebird school bus. Like so, it was sitting in the driveway, and they went through that too. But since it was our tour vehicle, it was registered as an RV, so that's like a domicile. So like they didn't have a warrant for the school bus. Didn't matter as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So I go upstairs. I'm like, I'm trying to leave. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I go to walk upstairs. It's just dogs barking. It's going crazy. They finally explained that it was all about this, like, the previous tenant or whatever. And so they ended up getting a bunch of press on this, like, in the local articles stuff like that.
Well, this is the kind of stuff we got. We seize it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
We reached out. So we got this, like, we did a photo shoot for it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was pretty stupid, too. We got, like, white turnecks and stood down by the lake and all made stupid faces.
No.
And they put it in the article.
Oh, and they used it like Cleveland.com.
Yeah. Like, dude, it's amazing. Learn from Oasis. Yeah. Right? Just take very bad press and make it great.
It's like dicks. Just like, so
and Tropodelic. Learn
we sued the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Department. We sued the – it was the Sheriff's Department. We sued him.
It was the sheriff, yeah. So long story short is our lawyer became a mayor of a neighboring city. And wouldn't you know, it's not in the interest of a mayor of a neighboring city to sue the county.
Yeah.
So the case just went,
nope.
After 2 years. Several years. Yeah, several years. Like,
this is a thing.
You want to hear some shit, too?
It was a big
dude,
thing.
What the fuck?
You want to hear some shit, too? This is a lie. This is a misprint. This is fake news. The article said that the cops found nothing else in the house. So everyone's just like, people don't even know. It's just commenting in the stream like, what the hell? These reggae bands didn't even smoke weed.
They didn't even have
pot. Like, there was totally weed in the house. There was totally weed in the house. Like,
we were fully high.
I was so high when they came in. I was freaking out.
Can we retry this case?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You better throw me in jail for that weed.
So that was quite a few years ago now. That was like 2013, 14, something like that.
Dude,
that is good.
That's just like fucking a little funny what you said though, because that's how the internet is.
Like, these guys don't even fucking smoke. No, you know, it's like, oh my God, dude. How funny.
Yeah. We would like them to write that there was weed found all over that
house. Tropodelic, those guys don't even bless.
We were talking about, what is the, Fast Times.
Fast Times.
And shit you just can't say anymore, like on a movie like that, is when...
Those
guys are Fox.
Oh, yeah. The movie immediately shut down. Yeah.
The same with that movie Monster Squad. I just watched it the other day with my kids. And like one of the first scenes, it's like a couple like 12-year-olds in school pushing like a little kid around. They're like... Get out of here, you faggot! Like,
really?
The chubby kid on the movie is just fat kid.
Fatty.
They're just brutal. If you watch
different world,
you watch those '80s movies and shit,
like monster movies.
See, that's like we don't know how to like show affection to each other in Tropodelic. Like we do like little kid on the playground, just like. Body shame each other.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Right. Anyone who's toured, you know it. It's like everybody's you do is fat. Talk shit on each other, it's mom jokes, and then it always turns gay. There's always weird shit that happens. Yeah, it's just where it goes, dude.
Yeah,
there's nowhere else to go. You're in a van, And once you stop making fun of each other, the level has to go higher, and then you're saying horrifying
shit. You have to keep
shit.
Taking it further, because your line just keeps getting like...
You run out.
Yeah. Nothing will surprise
no
you.
It's funny to it's make true. Fun of someone's
and,
shoes.
And it's great, though, because it gives you the thickest skin.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to keep raising it, because you start to realize, oh, dang, nothing I say makes these guys flinch. Right. So you have to say something where they'll finally
wild.
Like, whoa,
and you cross
okay.
some lines.
You cross some lines. You find a line and step it.
That's the thing. That's like our percussion player, like, you know, he always, he's good, like dry one-liner.
Oh, dude, the harshest.
And he'll always say something, and we'll always be like, whoa, dude. And he'll be like, oh, that's the line. That's the line.
A okay, nice one. I've said it before in the show, the Dirty Heads bus, when I used to tour manage them a long time ago when they first kind of had some good success and got into a bus. And the rule was everyone on the bus had to say your mother's actual first name so that when we were doing mom jokes, it was like, Barbara's a real thing. And you had to. Guitar Tech, whoever, fucking merch guy, everyone had to reveal the first name, and then it was equal ground. Because a couple moms' names were known.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And so oh, like, that's all not right, fair. To make it fair, everyone put it out there.
I want you to feel as bad as I might potentially feel.
Everybody's mom had a nickname. Like, Jared's mom is Joanne, so she quickly became Johan Job. My mom's name is Bess, so she quickly became Breast.
Yeah, I just remember Dave's mom had red hair at the time, the merch guy back then used to just, what was her name? Deborah?
No, it's, oh
he
my
used
God.
To just call her a fire, that little firecracker.
Oh, you guys are assholes.
horrible, dude. Horrible, but it was really funny.
Blank on her name right now.
I know, like, oh, no, God damn
I feel
it.
Bad, actually.
Yeah, it sucks. Ugh. Oh, well.
I'll think about it in 2 seconds.
You're fucked. All right, well, shit, that was brutal. Where are we?
Okay, there's one.
Those
guys are fucked. There was one more tour question. I can't find it, so I can't say the person's name, but they wanted to know what your experience. Oh, here it is. Mr. Vicariously.
Oh. Anonymous? Ooh, anonymous
like
writing?
He lives vicariously through all of us.
Damn.
What was your experience like on the 311 cruise?
Ooh. Wild ride, man.
Yeah, we've played that a few times,
It was a wild ride.
Yeah.
It was a blast. We got to play in Belize.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's great.
Mexico. We actually had Charlie Tuna come up on stage with us and spit a verse in Belize.
He's just got the coolest voice.
Oh, he's dope. J5 was my shit back in the day.
I love that.
But yeah, it was incredible. The fan base, too, like for whatever reason, like the 311 fan base just like latches on, man. It's been so great for us. It was really started. We played a few shows with them prior to the cruise, and that was when it kind of started going. Yeah. They really leveraged us to get on a boat. And man, it was a blast.
Their fan base is great. I mean, they took us out on our very first like national tour.
Yeah,
and we instantly saw a huge impact from that because their fans are like music fans.
Yeah,
they're live show fans. They buy the albums. They know every lyric.
Show.
They're at every show. They create fan clubs. They go all in, you know, and you gotta love that. And like, there's probably so many bands in this scene that are where they are because of 311.
Yep,
totally.
You know, touring with them or whatever it is, like they definitely have helped out a lot of the bands in the scene. So big ups to 311.
Yeah, in a weird way, huh? They've helped the whole scene in a big way because they have a lot of reggae, but it's like they also live in this alternative world and they've been on the radio so much, you almost forget about saying their name. You always say Dirty Heads and you'll say Sublime with Rome right now.
Slightly stupid.
And you kind of forget sometimes that even though 311 lives in multiple worlds, man, they really did raise the whole scene.
Yeah.
They were one of the only bands playing that type of shit on the radio for a while.
Totally.
Yeah,
you know who
true.
Else too never really gets brought up when in this conversation? No Doubt.
Oh
they were doing that shit when nobody was doing that shit.
Yeah, but 311 still does it. Maybe it's because No Doubt has gone on.
Maybe that's Gwen, why. Yeah,
kind of
maybe that's
but
why.
But you're right.
Yeah,
No Doubt was
a bit. Yeah,
you know. Yeah,
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, dude, they were totally doing
huge.
Like reggae
and
shit,
totally
ska
and
shit,
reggae
like way back in the day.
The album that No Doubt put out right before the Tragic Kingdom album, I mean, it is a ska album.
Totally.
They were very, very ska,
yes.
And then they became more alternative in ska, which Tragic Kingdom's fucking great album. They're great, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
Thanks.
This video shoot we were on today, it was in Orange County here, and it was like an Airstream and then like orange trees behind them. Like, dude, are we like in Tragic Kingdom's album cover right now?
Shit.
Like, what's happening?
Right.
I love that. Dude, our whole fucking theme for this acoustic friends and family tour is like an Airstream.
Really?
Situation.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, I saw you announce that. That's going to be badass.
Yeah.
Dude, but that's actually, I'm glad you said that. So let's fly into it. You guys are doing a music video, and that is for your upcoming album, I'm assuming?
Yeah,
or EP, right?
EP, yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about that. First of all, you guys dropped an album in June here in the Heights, right?
Yep.
So people can get that now. Yep. Where can they get that?
Everywhere you find music.
Everywhere you find music, all right?
Spotify.
So just Tropadelic, dude. It's not hard to find.
If you can't find music.
If you can't find music these days, fellas. Oh.
So this is like one of the singles off of it, Cali.
This is one of the singles off Here in the Heights, Cali. And it's super dope.
Yeah, this is it's like being in Ohio, everyone telling you, like, you're not going to make it unless you're out here in California sort of thing.
Okay. Goes back to what we talked about, is just be proud of who you are, be proud of where you're from, and be you and do what you want. Have people come to you. Don't go be someone else. And so this is out now. You can listen to this. You can get this now. But let's talk about today. You guys are out here shooting a music video on your tour, and that is for the new EP that's coming out, Flyover Renaissance.
Yep.
And that's obviously because that goes to being in the Midwest. Can you guys bring the volume down on the video? And that you guys are in Midwest, and people call that the flyover states. Is that what that
you
that's
got it,
from?
Bro. Exactly. Yep, you got it.
There you go. And then so that EP is going to drop December 13th. Get it wherever music's available. Tell us about it. You tell us about the music video, the song, the EP, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So we kind of dug into more of like a hip hop sound with this more.
Cool.
And then did some different stuff with like, I don't know, Bobby, the guitar player, went in like jazzy direction, sort of some of the stuff. But we got a couple dope hip hop acts from the Midwest. I guess some people call Colorado the Midwest. I guess most don't, but I've seen it included. But we got
so hard to find
it's
the
weird,
line.
Right?
It's weird.
Yeah. Cleveland's like almost like some people don't even consider that, but it's technically Ohio is, I guess. But anyway, we got Flowbots on a track. I'm not sure if you guys
have. Yeah, I remember them.
So we toured with them a while back, and like we were like super stoked. We got them on
one. Yeah, huge Johnny Five fans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's dope.
And another group called the Palmer Squares, which are from Chicago, just a rap duo. Pretty dope. Yeah.
Nice.
So it's just five songs, but it's definitely more leaning towards like the hip hop, jazz, sort of funk stuff.
Nice. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
And you're playing those songs right now?
Sometimes we do.
Well,
sometimes
I guess it's hard when you don't have the guys too, all the artists, you know.
Yeah, we had short sets on this tour we're on now too, and like we just like to like boom, like whatever's
the
high
hits,
energy
baby.
Is just like hit
smart.
Them.
Yeah. Especially when you're out there like playing to some new people who haven't heard yet. You just want that's the best way to do it, man.
It's a beautiful dude. When my band did the bigger tours that we got to do, we were always the opening act.
Yeah,
but it was nice when you have like a 25 minute set. It's not even a bummer sometimes.
It's all
dude,
bangers.
You just put in all the bangers and just go kick ass and dip.
Well, it's cool because all that energy you would put into like an hour and a half set or something like that, like you're rationing that out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm going to go hard here. I can like kind of chill here because I got like 30 minutes left still, whatever. But if you're going for like just 30 minutes, like you can be 100% the entire time.
And then you leave and people are just like, fuck, what was that?
It's kind of like the wanting more effect.
Totally.
Too. It's just like, what the 100%. Hell? It's already over. I didn't even get it yet because it was so quick.
Totally,
like,
give them just enough. And that's your job, too. The openers. Let's get the fucking party started. So you know, like that'll go in. And then when you get the longer sets, then you have to work out like a flow.
Yeah.
I loved that. Dude, we were always just power and get the fuck out.
And you got
to
think too, man, if you are an opening band, the people that are there that don't know who you are, those are the fucking music fans. I'm going to be there first. I want to be up front row, blah, blah. So it's like, those are the people you want when you're done to be
so
like, damn.
And it's cool, like watching those faces
next time.
Turn.
Yeah.
Like, just like these people, we don't know who you are. And like the first song, they're just like, what's going on right now?
Melted.
And then like by the end of it, you got their hands going.
They're like, this
the
is awesome.
Like
and they're at the merch table after. They're getting a CD. They're buying a shirt. It's great. It's awesome. Should we try our new segment?
Well, real quick, though, I want to hear about
Jake,
the music
I just
video.
Can't win with
no,
you
No, you fucking can't, dude. You're rushing things today.
I haven't smoked enough.
Yeah, oh, honestly, dude, do you need to?
Where's I do.
Dude, fire it up, baby.
Rip open a hitter, dude. I have a pipe right here if you need a little thing.
Yeah, I want the real
want the
thing.
Real thing?
Can I give this a go?
Dude, hit that thing up.
Sick.
Yeah, for the listeners, too, you guys, Duddy is nuts. So Duddy was Polar Vortex, everybody.
Polar Vortex.
But, dude, he was just on tour for the last 10 days with the Dirty Heads, flew home, Polar Vortex, got home last night, and today we've done an interview with a local paper.
Register.
We did an hour and a half episode with Cleo. We're here with Tropadelic. So, dude, Duddy hasn't slept, and he's still fucking killing it.
Hey, you know what? This is fun.
Dude, you want to hear something funny about a Polar Vortex, actually? So I might be lying because you might have experienced one like in the past couple of years. But so we get those in Ohio as well. But the first couple times that it happened, like a couple of years ago, it was like the first in like a long time. I think it hit like -25 degrees
oh my
and
God.
Shit.
That's not a number.
But we missed it all. Like 2 years in a row, it happened, and we missed them both because we were on tour for Florida. So I think you might have seen colder weather than I have.
Wow.
I live in the Midwest, so
you guys should just plan winter tours to Florida every year.
Dude. Oh,
that's
yeah, baby.
Basically, totally. Get out of Dodge.
Winter tours are tough because you're in the bus or you're just in the green room and you're not like walking around. You know, it's
you're not going out for seeing the city.
Dude, it's bleak, bro. That's what gets you, too, is because like you can't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it gets. This one was not bad because it was only like 9-10 days. So yeah, it wasn't bad. And I honestly hadn't seen snow in a while. So for the first couple of days, it was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's snow. And it was, I could go outside. It was only like, you know, what, 20 degrees or something. So yes, it sucked. But, you know, you could walk down the street if you had to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is, man. The summer tours are just amazing because you're outside. You're just walking around. It's beautiful. Those winter tours can get a little tough.
When we're self-driving like we are, too, like when we have a winter tour, my anxiety on, like, dying in a car accident is, like, through the roof. I'm like, please, just get us through this one. You know, the winter stuff is rough, dude.
That's true. It's another thing. Yep. We were talking about vans with Kaleo in the last episode. We were talking about, was one part of it. We were making fun of the polar vortex with Duddy. And we were saying, but when you were in the van days and your van breaks down, you're fixing the van in the snow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The bus breaks down, the bus driver's fixing it. You're sitting in the bus.
I remember a couple times on the side of a freeway in the snow, like fixing a tire. It's 3 a.m. and you're just out there.
Yep.
But you know what? Just knowing that you have another show to play is like enough. Isn't that funny?
Missing a show.
Even before there's any money in it or anything, you're like, but dude, our dream is to go play these shows and we're going to play in front of new people tonight. So fuck it. We'll fix the tire. We'll get there.
Yep. Right.
The weirdest thing, dude.
Music. Shall not be broken.
You know?
Try me, universe.
And there's something about suffering with a group.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Oh, that's the whole thing.
You're all in it together. Yeah.
Yep. That's why like I love like I mean things like this and talking to guys like you. Like I always say to like my friends at home, like, you know, you'll meet about like talk about like, oh, I went on tour with this band and like your homies will never meet him and shit like that. But you can be like, yo, like those guys get like your tour friends are sometimes like,
oh yeah,
it's a weird,
you know, like your tour friends is just like blood brothers. Like
you're trying to
even if you've never been on tour with them, like you're just like, oh, you've been on tour. She's like, dude, like, come here.
Yeah, like, it's so funny. Yeah, because your friends at home, you know, they just can't even put their minds.
But even so, like how you can see those tour friends like twice a year, and that's all you need to see them, and it's like, that's your freaking boy. Your like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, right. And there's nothing different.
Broken down on the side of the road. Remember that? The diner, whatever. You have a million things that'll never die.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's so true.
So true. You'll have that forever. You always will.
Can I move to another segment, or are you going to yell at me?
You can go to the next segment.
Which one do we want to do?
Ooh, it's so fun. We have new segments.
Do you guys have a funny, we have a new segment called I Remember My First Time, and it could be any time you remember from one of your first times just getting way too stoned or way too drunk where something funny happened or whatever.
I have a different sound drop for either, so.
I got a weed one, I think.
A weed one? Yeah. Let's hit it. It's my first time doing this drop.
Come on, man. Hang out for a minute. Smoke with me. I got weed. Got my bong out. Come on, son.
That's it. We got it. It's going to get better.
It's good.
All right. So I was probably like, I don't know, 13, 14. First time, my parents' basement. And my buddy over who was like, I think his dad was like a doctor, like super kind of conservative cat or whatever. So we're both down there toking. And it was some like great ass weed, which back in the day, you know, like, we just smoked dirty, shitty weed, like sweat, just crap. Yeah. But this was like some good weed, I remember. Like, it was potent. So I'm a few rips in the bathroom, and like, we're trying to like blow the smoke out. And like, I lay down, and like, I don't know if it was just like the orgasmic goodness taking. I just started like season a little bit, but like in a good way. Like, now I wasn't like out of control, but my dude, who's like super, He starts freaking out. I'm waking up your parents. I'm waking up. You know, I'm like, please don't. But I'm like half smiling.
So he's worried about.
Yeah. So like that's my story. But I had like beg him. Like I was like tweaking, like begging him not to wake up my parents.
Don't wake up my parents. Yeah.
It was a great time.
That is good.
I remember something similar too. My first time getting stoned, I felt like I kept what I said was I felt like I was a raisin. I was laying on the couch with Matt, and like these are old friends. I'm looking at Duddy. Duddy knows these people, Matt and Doug, guys from my old band, and they were the guys that got me stoned for the first time. And I just was laying on the couch, and I couldn't really move my arm. I felt great too. I was happy. I remember we were watching NoFX 10 Years of Fucking Up.
It was a NoFX documentary. Yeah, that's a great video.
We just put it on repeat that night, and I was just laying on the couch, and I couldn't quite move. And they're like, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "I'm fine. Great. I'm totally fine. It worked." It 100% worked because they're like, "Is it working on you?" I was the last one to smoke.
It's good dope.
Yeah, and I'm like, I just feel like a raisin, and then they made fun of me forever about that. But yeah, dude, I felt great, but I probably didn't look great.
Yeah, right, same deal. Yeah, awesome.
So funny.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one where I definitely didn't look very great.
Is it weed too?
It's weed. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it was my first time getting high, but it was my first time getting too high.
Yeah.
So it was 16th birthday. I went down to like hang with a buddy and we got to his house. He was like a big like weed guy. Like, you know, we all had those in high school. And like, I'd like smoked weed, but wasn't like super versatile, I suppose. And he gave me just like a bag of weed brownies. And he's just like, "Yo, dude, like happy birthday. Here you go." We're driving around in his car. And they were all like crushed
edibles
up.
Too.
I can't do brownies.
Like, you're probably just.
I get like my Derek calls it my lo-fi, where it's like my one eye will just like droop when I get too stoned. Like I'll be at a family party. We'll do like Christmas pictures. And my mom would be like, "Yo, like do not smoke weed before these fucking pictures because your eyes gonna go crazy. Everyone's gonna
fucking lo-fi in the
picture." My lo-fi, yeah. But so then I'm eating these brownies and I didn't like they're all crushed up. I didn't know how much I was eating. I didn't know you were only supposed to have one. Like whatever. Yeah. I'm just slamming these brownies like 10 minutes. My bitch is not working, like eating more, whatever. And we go to these like girls' house that I went to school with, like the hot girls from school, man.
Oh,
I'm telling
this
you.
Is your
and,
chance.
Oh yeah. My little brother's there too. And I'm like standing like against the fridge, like in their kitchen. Like, well, my birthday's 420 also. So everyone's meeting up to get high and shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm like leaning against the fridge and I'm just like getting like really high. And I'm like, I probably went through like a little giggle phase, but then I'm just like, okay, I'm sitting down. Like I'm at the point now too where I'm in my head and I'm just like, "Yo, just breathe, dude. Just breathe.
You're gonna be okay."
And everybody, I don't even hear everybody else around me be like, "Is he okay?" And then I just start like letting off apparently the most like horrible. I'm ripping ass like in this chick's kitchen, dude. I was so high, I'm ripping ass in this chick's kitchen. And my brother's, I'm just like leaning against like the fridge, like sitting down. And then all of a sudden, like what snaps me out of this thing is I hear someone go like, "Did he shit his pants?" And then he's my like, brother's just like, "Dude, get up, get up."
What
like,
are you doing?
He's like, "Get up, get up." I'm just like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I run to the bathroom. I sit down, shit my pants, and then I'm like, I'm way too
you
high.
Shit your pants?
I didn't shit my pants. Oh, okay. I shit into the toilet. Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, I'm like, finished. I flushed the toilet. I'm about to get out of there. And I just turn around. Now I'm hurling into the toilet. Just like, both hands, bro, whatever. And then I just fall asleep in the car because everyone else is just hanging out.
Oh.
And then I woke up and we were Cosmic Bowling.
Wow.
We were Cosmic Bowling on 420. And I didn't make it into the bowling alley.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah.
They just drove you there. You're fucking asleep. In the-
Happy birthday.
God. Yeah.
you just start
ripping.
I didn't see him going there. In my head, I'm like, I'm like, I didn't see him farting his ass off.
Yeah.
Fucking
so you think you blaze, bro?
Oh, fuck. Dude, that, you know what? We better just hear that again.
What?
Oh, it didn't even fucking
missed
go.
It.
All right, fuck it, dude. That thing's fucked. All right, dude.
Fuck, dude.
There it is, dude. Came in late. All right, fuck it. Well, we've got more segments, luckily. So.
What am I hearing?
I don't know, but let's keep listening.
More
what is that?
That
opened up to me like
that's
I was
more
Barbara
of this.
Walters.
Oh, shit.
Come on, man. Hang out for a minute and smoke with me.
We are so fucking on.
No way, dude.
Baked.
Just let
all
it
right.
roll.
Okay.
There it is, dude. All right. We played half the shit from Half Baked.
Okay. Jake?
Yes.
You might have to play the horn.
Oh.
You might have to play the purge horn.
Are you pissed off about something?
I got something to talk about.
For fuck's sake.
Well, I got something to talk about.
Boom.
Okay. Listen up, guys. Got something that's kind of pissing me off, and I think we need to talk about it. Today, I was asked by lovely lady Natasha, who helps the show. Bless her heart. This is not aimed at her.
No.
This is not aimed at her.
In fact,
okay?
Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you. She said, Will you do a video today for our Patreon page? Did you know that today is National Patreon Day?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay. Enough with the horn. Here we go, guys. Here we go. All right. First off, no, it's not.
No, it's
fucking not. Okay, we gotta stop the national day. I don't care if it's National Pancake Day. I'm not going to go get a pancake because you tell me it's National Pancake Day. I'm not going to go eat French toast because you tell me it's National French Toast Day. If you come up to me and be like, oh my God, you have to go to Italian food tonight because it's a National Italian Food Day, I'm going to say, nah, it's National Punch the Next Person You See in the Face Day. Then I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to open them and you will be that person and I will fucking punch you in the face. That is what will happen.
Daddy, who hurt you? Who hurt you?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just can't deal with it anymore. Okay, I'm good.
Were you beaten by someone named Patreon?
We're okay. Dude, I'm okay.
If every day is a national celebration, then is any day really a national celebration, right?
No.
There should be a designated five special days.
We have them. It's Christmas.
There you go.
Halloween.
Thank you.
You know, these are the things.
These are the special days. We already like French toast. We already like pizza. We don't need to be reminded, dude. But to go all the way to Patreon has been in existence for how long? Two years?
This is what I'm talking about.
It already has a national day.
Says who, though? Like, who dubbed it?
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. Right? So Patreon pays to the national headboard.
Who we love. We're not?
Yeah, Patreon members love you. Thank you. And please sign up for our Patreon now for behind the scenes footage of this and every episode.
It's Light national. Light rest. It's national sign up for something day.
Yeah.
Sign up for our Patreon. You get it. Sorry for getting mad there.
No, dude, don't be sorry. It is ridiculous.
Okay.
National Patreon. I was wondering what would push Duddy over the edge, and it's celebrations in general. So feeling good with Duddy, everyone. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right. What else? What do we got?
Before we kick fucking rocks, dude, Bandcamp. You guys are a touring band. You were once in a school bus touring.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, so I'm sure you've got a story, a wild story, crazy story, funny story, and I have a bitchin' drop. All right. If you guys are fucking ready.
Yeah.
They have one.
Oh, and this one time at band camp.
So good.
Nailed it.
Oh, we put everything we have into everything.
Yeah. What do you think, James?
Did you have something in mind? Because I got something, but I know I can dig deep. Like,
I mean,
you guys could both one out if there's multiples.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, I don't want to get too grimy with it.
Yeah, like,
there's like some grimy stuff.
No, I feel like my 420 story was already a little too much there. I kind of take that.
No.
You did.
So
that was good. But I know you guys have more.
This is right PG-13.
Okay.
So, like, the Republican National Convention came to Cleveland in 2016.
You guys are involved with such big shit, and I love it. So raids.
I mean, we didn't bring them there, but, like, we're going to fucking be there, you know?
But it's never something small when you guys tell us something.
No.
They're great.
So we're like, all right, dude, we're getting down there, we're hitting this motherfucker. Because, like, they were making such a big deal, like, Cleveland's going to be flooded with people, the bars are going to stay open 2 hours later, yada, yada. So we were expecting, like, this crazy. I think the whole city was, but it didn't turn out like that. But anyway, we go down there with Derek, our trumpet player, and plays the sousaphone. We go down there, and he's like in Daisy Dukes, and like I think his shirt said "Real Men Eat Ass."
Bare midriff.
Oh my God!
Yeah, bare midriff. And we're down there, like these hate monger people on like the mic, like
Westboro Baptist.
Like, Westboro Baptist. All these crazers are like in the square, like all spouting. And Derek's with the tuba, with this like little get up on. He's going.
The tuba says "Sex Machine" on
Sex
it.
Sex Machine on the tuba.
Derek's the best.
But yeah. So, but we got on probably a dozen national and international news channels. Like, I have like a little square that it's like all of the Al Jazeera. We were on Al Jazeera.
That is amazing.
But we did it for like 2 days straight. Like, we just like milked it. Like, fucking milked that shit. In fact,
I hope you young bands are listening.
Yeah.
Like, dude, get out there.
You guys just had Kaleo in. Like, that was one of the things I distinctly remember sending Brett from Pepper when we got on Law. I was like, look, dude, this is the kind of waves we're making. Like, this is how we like utilize all we got here. And he actually, like, and that might have been the first time, like, responded to me. Because I had been, like, slowly trying to get in his ear or whatever. I'm like, look at this. And he was like, dude, that's cool or whatever, you know? Like,
that's right. Oh, my God. I love it.
You guys are not afraid to make waves.
Yeah.
Who's out there? You guys have another
dude. That's Bobby out there. He plays guitar, yeah.
Bobby, you want to come in here? Where's Bobby, dude? I almost forgot. And then you've been naming all the band members' names, and I'm like, well, I know we got another guy
well,
here.
Well, do we have a chair for him?
Oh, yeah, we got a stool. I got you. Here, fuck, come sit over. Yeah, here, sit with your boys, and then get a mic. Might as well come in before we. Yeah, we'll make it work, Mark. See him right there. Look at that beautiful gentleman right there. Hit it up.
There the whole time.
Yeah. He's been out there taking bongies on the couch and just enjoying the show. So, what about you? You got a Bandcamp story? You got something crazy?
Yeah, actually, we just went to we were in Connecticut recently, just stuck a couple days off, and we decided to go see Rocket Man, the Elton John movie.
Nice.
So it was me, our drummer Rex, and our trumpet player Derek. And so somebody at a festival had given me these like 100-milligram weed pills.
Oh man.
So Rex took one and I took two. Watched the great movie, but the Uber driver picks us up afterwards, and I'm just like violently high this morning. So I'm like, Derek asks, oh, can I move your bag and sit in the front seat? He says no, which kind of caught us all by surprise. Like, oh,
okay.
So we get in the back, and she's like leaving the movie theater, like dodging all these potholes, which I didn't know until they told me that later. I'm just sitting in there like,
why is she violently
high? Like,
what is she drunk? Like, what is going on right now? Derek, however, He's been sober for 6 years. He's just sitting there upset that she told him he couldn't sit in the front seat. Because he's like 6'3", 6'4", just like, just in the back seat with us, just grumpy now. So he's a really, really accomplished armpit farter.
Oh, wow.
And he just looks at me. Oh, my God. He just looks at me and licks his hand and gets ready. And so I know it's coming. And I'm just like, oh, dude, I don't even. And he lets one go.
Oh.
And so the Uber driver lady, she's like, you know, middle-aged, God-fearing woman listening to like Christian music while we're in this ride.
Yeah.
She just like reaches over and turns the vent on. Doesn't acknowledge it. Doesn't say anything. So Derek keeps going with it. Oh. And I'm trying not to laugh. But of course I'm sitting in the middle. So every time she just like looks in the rear view mirror. So yeah. It's me. She's making eye contact. Dude, oh man. It was a fun ride home. It was a good ride.
Violently high. Dude, how's that for setting the tone of a weird ride? Hey, do you mind if I? No.
No.
Oh, okay. She wasn't even like, no, this is like some, you know, she wasn't polite by any means. It was a curt no.
Like she was like, oh, fuck, and these hippies or something are getting into my God damn it. And you guys are nice guys.
Well, and he's got a mullet too, a mullet and a mustache, so like.
Wait, is this the same guy that did the mid-drift and everything?
Yes.
Oh, this guy's great.
Fuck, yes.
Dude, this is fucking awesome.
We need to get
that
guy
up here. Can we pull up a band photo, you guys? A recent band? I need to put some faces to some.
Yeah, like
some
if you go to like the Facebook page. I think there's like the profile one might be like the most recent sort of image.
Nice. That's awesome. It's for the listeners, we're pulling up the Facebook. Yeah, and it's fast, actually. They're very quick.
So like.
Oh, here we go. All right.
So he's like the mullet guy second from the left.
Okay.
Same t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking there you go. Boom.
Nice.
But good looking bunch of boys, dude. Good looking crew of boys.
Thank you. Yeah, we had to try hard for this picture though. We had like a stylist and stuff. Usually we're not that well dressed. But
it fucking paid off.
He's been doing the mullet thing. I had like James brought up that video where we're like rapping back to back. I had like a rat tail down on my back at one point too.
Oh damn.
So like we're like no stranger to like just like fuck you haircuts.
Nice. Yeah,
like, my hair was blue. When fuck I you haircut.
Your hair was blue?
My hair was blue the first
time. Nice.
I mean, so, you gotta have a fuck you haircut because you can. You're on stage being crazy, so you should.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I know you just said that you pretty much did, but you didn't. Ongoing theme on the show, if you guys have listened, you probably know. Okay. Have any of you guys shit your pants?
Let's get it's that part of the show.
And if so, is there a story you'd like to share?
The more recent, the better.
I'd like to share. I'd like to share a story from Derek. It happened in Philadelphia.
Nice.
So Derek, like, he claims he got E. coli from like that. you guys remember like when the lettuce was like real bad, something like that? He says he ate.
I could have.
I think he's like misplaced, but either way, like the dude's been like dumping mud for like the past like 6 years. Like he hasn't had like firm stool in like a long time.
There's always one guy in every band that just has to shit every hour. It's a pullover. I'm shitting. So this is Derek.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Philadelphia at this like cheesesteak, Philadelphia. Go to the cheesesteak place and he's wearing basketball shorts or jeans. I don't even fucking know. We're standing there and he's like, oh my God, like farting, like dude just cutting ass. Just like walking around. Everyone's looking at us, what the fuck? And then he just goes, oop, like I just shit my pants. And we're like, oh my God.
No,
so we're thinking he like sharted, like whatever the hell. And then the one time, like the one in a thousand times he didn't shit liquid, he had a little boulder that he just shook out of his pant leg onto the floor of the restaurant. And everybody proceeded to order. Like, we stayed and ordered and got food. That's the thing. This is like when we walked in. Like,
he shook a fucking pellet.
Dude, he just like kicked it under the table. It was like this big.
No. It was like a tiny little guy.
It was a rabbit.
He's an animal. Oh, he's an animal.
Dude, what a legend. Oh,
that's what goats do. Just
my god, dude, that's fucking great. What did you just kick it over to the side? You guys just avoided it and dipped?
I got the fuck out of there.
I had to stay and wait for him to walk back, and he walks out of the bathroom immediately, and he looks at this dude who's waiting to go inside, like probably, you know, like a college age kid or whatever. He just looks at this kid and he's like, "Hey, I just stripped my pants. My name's Derek." And he goes, "I just
handed it." The kid just instinctually.
And like anybody who knows Derek knows he never washes his hands.
Derek. No, Derek.
He's a big proponent of my pockets are napkins. Yeah, it's
fucking poor
wild.
Derek is not here. I can't wait for it. Listen to this episode in the van with Derek.
See, we were gonna bring him in too, and he was like, when you put him on the spot, he says he gets nervous. I'm like, yeah.
Have any good stories. I shouldn't go.
He's got probably better stories than all three of us. I tried to get him to come with.
It sounds
I like you
it.
Guys telling his stories. Yeah. That's actually good.
I kind of feel bad now. I feel like I'm just like putting him on. But
Derek,
we're just gonna call this episode Derek.
Derek from Tropodelic, dude. Everybody send him your greatest regards online. Oh, fuck. That's good. He shook a nugget out of his pants. My favorite one. That might be my favorite pant shit.
Wow. That's nice.
I like to think about it, though, too, is just like, we're all younger guys here. Like, we're all going to shit our pants again. At least multiple times. But you can't live in fear of the next time you're going to shit your pants. You have to live every day shat your pants yesterday. There's no way to go through life. There's no way to go through life.
No.
Shit like no one's watching. That's not the way.
I think that's the quote. Yeah.
I think that's pretty much what's on everyone's table.
Do people typically watch you?
I don't care anymore.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Before we get out, anything you guys want to just plug?
You want to plug
anything?
We talked about the EP. It's coming out December 13th, Flyover Renaissance. But actually, I feel like there's a single already out.
Single out, Money and Time.
So people can go buy that single now. You can go listen to that single on Spotify, on anywhere where you listen to music.
Yep.
Do that. And then what are the shows coming up? Well, you know what? This episode's coming out next week.
Right.
So you guys will just be wrapping up this tour.
So coming up, though, we throw like a huge hometown banger, New Year's Eve, House of Blues, Cleveland, headliner.
Oh, perfect.
Got a bunch of our friends on board for this year. We'll be cycling back through California on a theater tour with Badfish Sublime Tribute in February. Uh-huh. Doing the whole spring with them. And then we have our own festival in the summertime called the Freak Stomp Music Festival towards Columbus, Ohio.
Freak Stomp.
And where do people go? It's tropodelic.com. Get all the info for all that good stuff.
Tropodelic.com. Yep.
And what's what's the follow at the Instagram and all that?
It's all at Tropodelic.
It's just at Tropodelic. Perfect. Easy enough.
Bang!
Yeah, thank you guys so much for stopping by. As always, thanks to everyone over at Reamp, except for Mark. And go to cutlassbrand.com, get some new gear. We're going to have a huge Black Friday sale, a huge Cyber Monday sale. If you put in code feeling good, whenever, not even needing a sale, you are going to get 20% off of your order. That's it, I guess.
What else? Everybody join me on Facebook, The Morning Ride Show. Go seek out Snake Bushnell on Facebook, or just go to The Morning Ride Show on Facebook. And I do a live show every Wednesday, every Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Coast time. Yeah, so I'll see you there.
Right on. Peace.
Later. Yeah.